GWA backstage. This is Tarkus Trooper here at your service. Anyway, so it just occurred to me that it has been ages since I've done my last music ramble. And I think it was about 4 or 5 months ago. I think it was back in June or sometime. I don't know. I failed to keep up with time, so yeah, I am back with another music ramble, and this time, and this time, I am back with a vengeance. Well, the rambles are anyway. So, yeah, I guess the topic I'm gonna be talking about today is, misheard lyrics. Yeah. That's one of my favorite topics to talk about, music-wise, is misheard lyrics, because, I don't know, there's a lot of times where, I would be riding in the car with somebody, and there's a certain song that would come on, either I, or that person that is riding in the car with me would mishear a lyric, and we would just end up laughing our heads off. So let me just tell you what happened today, just recently. So this morning when me and my mom, we were out and about town, I had the Eurythmics Be Yourself Tonight in my mom's car, and we listened to that, and the song Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves came on, and I mean, everything was fine and dandy. We were just singing along. There was a time when they used to say, and then right when we got to the third or fourth line, I think it was, so, my mom misheard this. She thought that they said that behind every redneck, there had to be a great woman. And I looked at my mama like, what? That behind every redneck, there had to be a great woman. No, and I told her, no, that is not how it goes. It's behind every great man, there had to be a great woman. And bless her heart, I was just laughing so hard over what she heard. And then halfway through the song, I misheard a lyric I misheard this. This lyric was supposed to be doctors, lawyers, and politicians, too. I thought they said doctors, liars, politicians, too. And then Mom got her fair share of laughing at me the next time. And really, I wasn't that embarrassed because I thought, well, I told my mom in advance, well, be welcome to make fun of me if I mishear a lyric, because... Yeah, and we couldn't stop laughing at that song. We just had to skip it, because if we didn't, we would listen to that song and we just start laughing like hyenas. Yeah, and that was one of my fondest memories of mishearing a lyric, and it just happened today. Oh, but that doesn't even compare to, that one time when I was with my dad, and I was in his car, and we were driving to a Mexican restaurant that night. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. We were going out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and Here comes this song by Cream called White Room. And I mean, I was just singing my little heart out to that song because I love Cream. I love Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. Yeah, all them. And so I was singing my poor little heart out to that song, and then I got to the line where it said, where it was supposed to say platform ticket. And instead, without warning, I sung platform dickhead. And bless my dad. Oh, bless my dad. He just looked at me. He stopped the car. And he looked at me with the weirdest expression on his face. And he said, "What did you just say?" And I told him, well, I thought they said platform dickhead. So you can't blame me for mishearing something. Well, yeah, you can. But back then I didn't see it that way. But then we listened to it again. And then we shared a few laughs. And, yeah. And that was the end of it. No, it's pretty much really, I don't even know. I don't even know. Platform dickhead. Huh. Since we misheard that, it became a thing, a running joke in our conversations nowadays. And, I don't know, it's just something that regularly comes up in our conversations now. Platform dickhead. And, yeah, back then, yeah, right after we got home, I had to look up, and I told my dad, "I'm pretty sure they said dickhead." And my dad kept telling me, "Well, if they did, they wouldn't allow that song to be played on the radio, don't you think?" And I told him, "Well, you know, it could be possible they would not do that." But then when I got home, I was just proven wrong, and it was said platform ticket. Ticket. Not dickhead. Which is so freaking embarrassing. I mean, I was blushing red when I found out what the real lyric was. And my dad, he was laughing at me so hard. Okay. Yeah. And, needless to say, I was just, yeah, like I said, for years and years to come, and now we regularly just, we have that inside joke, that running gag of platform dickhead, and it's just so funny. So, yeah, but this is not how... Oh gosh, now this is what I would like to do while I am at it. See, there's this site I regularly go on to whenever I need a laugh. And, while I love you, Reddit, I love you, I truly do. There's this site I've been going on. It's called Am I Right? And it's just like a bunch of misheard lyrics, and it's just like tons and tons of parodies and everything like that, and I regularly go on there just to have a laugh or two, or more than a laugh or two, maybe. And I have managed to annoy every person in the house from laughing so hard and giggle snorting all the time. So what I'm doing right now, see, I am on that site right now, and I am looking at the top 50 most misheard lyrics submitted. And number one has to be Blinded by the Light. So we're going to have to take a look at that. Huh. I mean, there's a lot of lyrics. Lots of misheard lyrics with that one. And it's just... I know that Bruce Springsteen did it originally, but many people know Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Their version of that song more better than the Bruce Springsteen version of it. And what boggles my mind is that it's just many people say revved up like a douche. A douche. What? Okay, and then there's okay, so I don't want to go by what, so here are the songs that are listed, okay. Blinded by the Light, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Scar Tissue, Bohemian Rhapsody. I said Bohemian Rhapsody. Wow, that would be like a blowjob parody or something. Bohemian Rhapsody. Billie Jean, Blue Dabba D, Jet Airliner, Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, Rock the Casbah, Hotel California, Smoth, Tart Can't Read, Smooth Criminal, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Africa, Our Lips Are Sealed, I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, Tub Thumping, Lady Marmalade, Benny and the Jets, and many more. So I'm just going to choose which one I'd like and see which ones I would like to laugh at. So here we go. We're going to start off with Pour Some Sugar on Me. Okay. Oh, and the first one. Oh my gosh. If that would have been the real lyric, I would have burst out laughing. Because I'm hot. Say what? Sticky sweet. Like, say what? No, that's not funny. Because I'm hot. Stinking sweet? Stinking sweet? God. Adam was a cowboy. That doesn't even sound like it. Adam was a cowboy. That doesn't sound like that. Awesome, dutical, rad. Awesome, dutical, yeah. No. These are so horrible. Oh my gosh. What is this? What? Oh, this is one awesome sugar omelet. Awesome sugar omelet. What the hell is a sugar omelet? I have never heard of a sugar omelet. What is, well, apparently an omelet with sugar in it. Yeah, and all of a sudden my voice has gotten high. Hello, Goofy. Oh my god! I just came across this. Oh my god. Now you guys will be grossed out because I just saw this. Blow your boogers on me. Okay, another song. Another song. Okay, let's see. We already did Pour Some Sugar on Me. Let's see. This may be longer than I have attended, but oh well. Just be ready to laugh with me. And just enjoy. Just enjoy for me, please. Wanna be starting something? No. Let's see. Come on, Melissa, pick and choose one. Okay. So, I'm gonna go with Smooth Criminal. Ayoke, A smooth gimpy chode. What? Oh my gosh. Oh god. A smooth gimpy chode? What? Aaron, are you wanking? Are you wanking, Aaron? What? Aaron, are you walking? Aaron, are you walking? Aaron, are you walking? Are y'all okay? Abby came into the window with a sound of shing dome. What's a shing dome? What? A shing dome. Addie, are you? Addie, are you Wookie? Oh, let's go with Lady Marmalade. I am. Let's hear how many people mishear "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?" Okay. Bully, boot you say, I think what? Say what? What? Be your Lady Marmalade. No, it's Creole Lady Marmalade. Creole. Be your baby's mama tonight. What? What? Just what? Coochie coo a day or a slob, mister. Don't even know. Croca chocolata, yeah. It's mocha chocolata, yeah. Mocha chocolata, yeah. What? Do you like to play with my fly with pie? What are these lyrics? I have no idea. God, this was a th if this was a collab right now, oh my gosh. If somebody was reading these misheard lyrics with me, I would die. And you would die with me. I'm just saying. This? Goo goo, shake your ass and say wah. Say wah. What? All right, let's try something else. Let's see which one. Oh, invisible touch. She seems to have an invisible touch. Great, now I got that song in my head. Thanks a lot, Phil Collins. And Genesis, of course. And now I know she has built-in amenities. And now I know she has built-in amenities. What the heck? Okay. Got to have that visible top shelf. What? Grabs my Oreo heart. Oreo heart? Really? 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 Oh my god. He took the hand, saying, give it all posture. That's what she needs, and that's what holding her horse. That don't seem right. She's doing handstands with an invisible touch. What? She don't like losing to hurry, Circle K. What the hell is this? She gets around on invisible crutches. What even is this? She has the body of Billie Jean. Really? Whoever submitted that, you're a douche. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, she has a hatchback. Really think she's tough shit? What? What is that? She's an invisible duchess. I can't go on. I can't go on anymore. I just cannot. Okay, so, yeah. Thanks for sticking me with me, laughing at everything. Well, not everything, not just anything. Misheard lyrics. Woo! Yeah, so if you want to, yeah, this feels so awkward doing this by myself. So, any one of you who would like to do a collab with me and laugh at misheard lyrics with me next time, that would be amazing. That would be so awesome. And, yeah, that would just be totally amazing. And we would sing misheard lyrics all the time. Yeah. Three or four people to do it with, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that would be so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I know it's awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you for sticking with me throughout this ridiculous ramble. And now I shall post it and never speak of this again. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. Like I said, have three or four people to read misheard lyrics with and have the whole room laughing. Oh gosh, that would be fantastic. But yeah, if anybody want to do this with me, PM me or comment, I guess. And yeah, we'll see what we could do. Yeah, what am I doing so rambling? Yeah, so, yeah, thanks for listening to my ramble, and here's some cake, and bye-bye.